Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so glad that you tuned in tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made, and rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. Tonight is February the 28th. And this is our last night for Black History. You know that they gave us a short month. So tonight I will not have a guest on, but I will talk about several things. I will go over a few things that of the co-authors that was on the show the last few nights, the last few Tuesday nights. And also, I will go to the book, A Widow's Touch, and go over a few things, talking about two of my pastors that gave us lots of encouragement and always have supported this ministry. I want to pull some comments from their acknowledgement and forward. But first, I would like to thank once again the ladies who volunteered to tell their story. And we first, the first Tuesday, we had Bernice Scott and Rose Bone. And they talked about their story. Bernice's story was named Taking His Clothes Out of the Closet. Rose Bone's story was I was forced to take charge. And the next night we had Vanessa Wingo. She told her story about love and black and white. And I'm sure you definitely enjoy all of them, especially what she meant by love and black and white. And last week we had Brenda Newsom, who talked about My Name is Victory. And if you have a copy of A Widow's Touch, there's plenty more good stories in there that you can read and enjoy. And one thing I do want to mention right now before I go into talking about some things from the book, that we will not do any writing. Well, I want you to continue to write, but we will not talk about the book, writing the next story, the next volume, until next year. But between now and then, I want you to start writing your story. If your story was not in this in Widow's Touch, I want your story to be in the next volume of The Widow's Touch. So start writing. Get your journal. Get a pretty journal so you'll enjoy writing in it. And so, yeah, get a pretty journal and start writing. You got from now until next year. And we want, as soon as 2024, in 2024 starts, we want to see some pages and pages that you have written your story, and you're going to be a part of this new book because you saw the wonderful stories that was in this first volume. So I am excited about knowing that you are going to start writing, and some of you have already started, written most of the pages that you need for your story. So just continue to write and go back through it, because maybe there's something there that will come to you that you wanted to add. So please do that. But we are definitely going to get that second volume written in 2024. So just know that we haven't forgotten about your story, and I know we discussed those stories forever in the last year during the pandemic for you to continue to write. And I'm hoping that you did take the time to do so and continue to write. The next thing that we want to talk about tonight is, okay, let me get to it. I want to talk about two pastors that meant a lot to me and still means a lot to me. And they wrote in our book, one did the acknowledgement and the other did the forward. So I'm going to begin, and I'm going to honor Pastor Reverend Dr. Herman E. Haynes, Jr. He was a great supporter of the ministry. And I want to just read a couple of things that he said. And also, whenever he came to, I would say, 98% of our anniversary, a couple of them that he was not able to come because he had another engagement, but 98% of the time he came to our anniversary, he came for a little while and spoke. He always did the prayer, but he also gave us some inspirational vitamins to chew on, for that particular special time that he would always come and pray for the ministry. In there, he would say, and this stays with me, that none of you and I voluntarily signed up to be a part of the widow's ministry. Did you hear that? None of us volunteered. If we had a choice, our loved one would still be here. But, no, God chose that this was his time. But if we had a part in this, of course we would not be widows. We didn't want to wear the tag saying widow. We wanted to continue to say Mrs. Hollis or Mrs. Bonaparte or whatever. So, but we knew that one day one of us would be gone. You are your husband. So God chose to take your husband, your spouse, if he was suffering from illness. You don't want him to continue to suffer. If he just transitioned suddenly, which mine did, it was, to me, that was harder because we didn't know that we was going to lose our loved one. But both, we still felt the same way because we loved that person dearly. We spent time with that person dearly. We did all of the things that we did. We traveled. We had dinner together and all those things together. So, yes, we both felt and loved the same way. But it's just that it was very sudden for me, not knowing. And the next day, he was gone. And Pastor Haynes also said in the book that he was one of the biggest supporters and advocates. And he was. We all miss him so. We missed him for the last anniversary, the 19-year anniversary. And I spoke to him very regularly because we worked on a lot of grief projects together at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. So, yes, I miss him dearly because he was a mentor to me, and I could always go to him with any type of concern or whatever and speak with him and knowing that it was confidential. So I miss him dearly, and many of others who knew him and loved him knew him that it's hard to believe that he's not here. But he supported this ministry up until the time that he transitioned. And we thank him and will always be appreciative of the things that he did for this ministry. Also want to mention our pastor, my pastor, Reverend Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., our senior pastor. He did the foreword in this book. And I'm going to read some of the things that he mentioned in this book. He said, I want to celebrate and applaud all those who have worked with the Next Chapter Widows Ministry through the years. The essence of this book can be found in the scripture written by Apostle Paul, who writes to the young Timothy and instructs him to honor widows that are widows indeed. And that is our scripture, 1 Timothy 5:3. God loves us. I mean, he hasn't forgotten about us. I know sometimes you do feel that way because of our loved one is no longer with us. But God, we are special to God. And God wants everyone to know that they should always be special to us and our children, our orphans. So, and then Pastor Flippin also said, but God's word is true. He will turn our sorrows and weeping into joy and laughter. I know some of you might say, when I'm going to feel the joy and the laughter again. Yes, you will day one day soon. Also, and he also mentioned about me. He said, she turned her test into a testimony. Yes, I no longer have my husband because God wanted a test into a testimony. And right now, I must say, at that particular time, I didn't feel good about it. I didn't want to be a widow. there's so many things, questions that I did have for God. But now I've accepted it, and now I know and I believe truly how much he wants me to do what I'm doing, because it's now 20 years and I'm still doing it. I can't believe it's going to be 20 years in September. So I have been faithful because he has been faithful and loving to me and my children. Okay. I also want to go to, I want to talk about Sheila Coley. Some of you, I don't know, have met her in person. Most of you have. That's on the air. Sheila's our president and co-founder of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. In the book, it's on page one, her name of her story is What Am I Doing with Widows? And I want to read the first chapter in the book, her story. Oh God, what am I doing? Starting a widow's ministry? What am I doing starting a widow's ministry? I'm married. Too soon, Lord. You have a sense of humor. Just isn't funny right now. What widow will talk to me? How will I receive a proceed? How can I be any comfort to them? I had more questions than answers. But I did know that it was God leading me. It certainly wasn't an idea that I would come up with on my own. So out of obedience, my friend Mary and I started the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Sheila was married with two beautiful children. When we became friends, it's amazing how God starts stuff. And he just put those dots and stuff together. Sheila's daughter and my daughter became friends. That's how we became friends. We both, children were going to a private school, Green Forest Academy. And they met in second grade and they became good friends. And guess what? They're still good friends. And they became good friends. So of course, when they're friends, you know, we start doing things together, and we started, and God gave us the vision. But God put those two girls together so Sheila and I would become friends. And look what he did. We started having the same vision. He gave us that insight to open and start our widow's ministry. But Sheila, I was a widow, but Sheila was not. Sheila was married. So she couldn't understand, what am I doing with widows, going to be doing with widows? You know, starting a widow's ministry? I'm married. Are you telling me? And just like she said, you know, it wasn't so funny right now, because she wanted to know whether she was going to end up losing her husband in order to have a test and a testimony. But she... It was two women after God's own heart. We began to talk and put things in place. And that's how the next chapter became. But some other things, but Sheila also said that the next chapter taught her about grief, because she had loss in her family, so she was able to deal with those situations much better. She also talked about just the last paragraph in her story. Just watch what incredible and awesome plan God has for you. And that's you, talking about you. God has a plan for you. Just like it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord." Going on reading Sheila's story, she said, "He loves you. The next chapter of Widow's Ministry is more than a visit, a call, a card. We simply touch widows with personal prayers of comfort, verbal exchange, and a variety of individual and group fellowship events. We laugh and cry together and enjoy our amazing sisterhood." And that is very true. Well, I'm going to jump over to my story. We only have about 10 more minutes, but I'm going to jump over to my story and say a few things. God prepared me for the storm, and he certainly did. It was a storm. Yes, he prepared me for the storm. One Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m., that same time, Al would normally he would come home during that particular time, in between that time, just before 7:30 or a little after 7:30. But I received a knock on the door, and there were several of his co-workers that worked with him. He was a firefighter, by the way. And that's when this all became the one of the most difficult thing I had to experience that morning at 7:30 a.m., that he was not coming home. At first, I was not aware that he had passed. They took me to the hospital saying that he had a heart attack. And when I got there, he was already gone. He was gone when they came to the door, but they would not tell me because they wanted me to get to the hospital, and they had chaplain from the fire department there to be there for me, and they all were there as well. But I am not going to go into depth as far as what happened on that particular day and time, but what I want to you to know that God continues to walk this journey with me and my children. He continued to answer my questions, and he gave me proof along the way, his reason for my husband's transition. But there's several scripture there that I stand strong on, is Deuteronomy 31:8, the NIV version. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God has not once left me and my children alone. Every time I needed him, I felt depressed or needs for any lack that I had in our lives, he showed up and made sure that he supplied me and my children. He became my husband, and he became the father of my children, and he showed me just that. So when that scripture said he will never leave you nor forsake you, that is so true. And I'm sure many of you feel the same way too. Ladies who are new in this journey, are you still trying to get through one day at a time? So I don't expect you to feel that same way right now. But in due time, in due season, you will feel better. You will accept this journey that you're going on. You will accept your loss. You will and know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. And he will show you that along the way. And two other scriptures that I love, and I mentioned it, I think, last week about one of them, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. And another one, this one is really helping you to be strong and courageous. That's Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And he does. He will do just that. He will not leave you alone. And I'm sure many of you can testify. If I clicked on several of these numbers, you all have testimonies how he has brought you through and to this point in your life. And guess what? He's connected you with the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, who loves you dearly, pray for you dearly. Every morning when I pray for my widows. And I pray for God to give you the strength and the understanding and wisdom to get through one day at a time. And just knowing that we are here, and we, and that, and then this 20th year anniversary, we are doing something big. We are going to try to, we're not going to try, you know, get that word try out of my mouth. We are going to raise $20,000+ this year. And I need your help with that as well. Now, the campaign is going to begin in a few days. I was going to roll out our new website tomorrow, but we need to correct a few things and add a few things. So what I'm going to do, I will text you, and I will text you the link to our new website. I think that you're going to love it. And the good thing about this website, it tells if a new widow does not know about the next chapter, if you want to introduce someone to the next chapter, they don't have to call me right away. You don't have to say, call Mary, go to the website. It has beautiful pictures. It has a gallery of trips and everything that we have gone through, we have gone on. It gives the reason for our mission statement, our purpose. It gives it even has a link that if you want to send me a message, if you are interested in me talking to someone, a message that you want to book or whatever, you can send me a message. And once you send that message to me, it has your email address. It sends it immediately right there to our next chapter, Widows Ministry, our email address. It goes straight to it, so I'll get it. I'll get it immediately. I'm not saying I'm going to answer it immediately because, you know, it's based on my availability, which will be soon. And it says, your message, we will get back in touch with you soon. And soon, that doesn't mean tomorrow, right now. But I will definitely watch the computer, the website, to make sure I get your message and respond to you. So the other thing is, by the way, if you missed one of the talk show episodes, you can go to the website and click on it, and there you go. You can listen to it. That's a nice feature also. If you want to purchase one of our books, A Widow's Touch, Oh Lord, What Am I to Do, you can click on the book. Right underneath the book, it says purchase. It will take you directly to Amazon.com where you can purchase the book. So this website is very easy to use. If you click on the tabs, and I want you to look at every page, tab everything. It says home, about us, board members. You can see some beautiful pictures of the board members. Also, it will have events, the latest events. It will have the gallery. And also, guess what? Most important, a donation page. So you can donate on our website. I've tried it, and it works. It will take you to PayPal and the credit card. So if you have PayPal, you can use it. But if you want to use the debit or credit card, you can use it also. Now, we're not going to stop you from doing the Cash App. We still have Cash App. So you want to do Cash App, but feel comfortable that you will be able to use this. I've tried it, and guess what? It goes straight to our bank account. It goes to PayPal, it's secured, and it's from PayPal, it goes straight to our account. So just knowing that it's a secure site that you can use. So it's going to be so convenient for you to say, oh, I know about this. I am a part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, and I'm going to give you the website, and I want you to go. So, and that will encourage that person more and trust us more with our ministry by going to the site. So it is wonderful, beautiful pictures. And you might see yourself in some of those pictures, the gallery. We're still gonna be adding pictures from time to time, but just know that This is what we needed. And when you get that person who can put $1,000, even $10,000 if they want to, go straight to the site, point to the site. They can go straight to the site. And guess what? They get a receipt. Immediately, you put your email in there, they'll get a receipt for their donation. And you can use that receipt to add to use for your taxes if you are eligible to have deductible on donations and so forth, if you itemize or whatever. So just knowing that this website is built to for you to promote the next chapter and also help us to raise this $20,000. And I know that you can, and we can. God is. God has all powers in his hand, and we know that he can. And it is at 10:30 right now. So that's what I want you. But I will get back to you. I'm going to let you see before next Tuesday. We just have a couple more days. I wanted to roll it out tomorrow, but a couple of things that we have to add and change before you go and view the site. But it's a wonderful website. It's beautiful. Our beautiful purple. Our purple and silver has been there. Yes. So I hope that you like it as much as we like it. And putting it together so it can be more convenient and where you can use it. And also just updates, you know, events. And they're going to be there. It's just wonderful. I just love it all. I just love it. And God has blessed us with this young man who is very talented and put it together for us. And we are just, like I said, he has blessed us with a wonderful website. And that is all I have for tonight. We have done Black History. And we, you know what I'm saying? You have skills. You have something to brag about, Black History. They don't want to tell the story for us. We can tell our own story. So I hope that you enjoy some of the stories that was the stories that were told by these few ladies. There are plenty more. So read them. Read one at a time. You don't have to read the whole book. If the book is so small, you can read it all in one day. But it's good to spread it out so you can enjoy each story and let it sink in. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and continue to support us in every way. And we thank you so much for what you have done for the ministry and will be doing for the ministry. I thank God to continue to walk with you during this journey, and I know he is. I ask God, whatever you lack in your home, whatever health problems that you have, that he will be there with you. Whatever tears that you're still shedding and you want for it to stop at this particular time because you think that there's no more water that can come out of your body, just ask God. I pray and ask God that he will clear it up. He will stop it, but it's okay to cry. Don't be ashamed. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just ask you to come in the midst of all of this for us. Just be with us during this journey of grief. We don't like it. It doesn't feel good, but we know we got to go through it. But we know that you're there in every way. We just ask you to give us the strength and the courage to get through it. I'm asking God to help us to walk this walk together as friends, sisters, and knowing that we don't have to do nothing alone, that God has people and resources to supply our needs. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness and your mercy. Have a great evening, and tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great night. Let me see where.
worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, hey. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is. Broken heart, you're the answer to it all, Jesus. You're wise.